Good morning, beloved, and thank you for sharing this few minutes together this morning as we are sharing our Friday edition of our five-minute journey. And today we are in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 18, and the books of Ezra and Nehemiah were originally one book. The book of Nehemiah was written to continue the history of the Israelites after their return to Jerusalem from Babylonia, the beginning of which is recorded in the book of Ezra. Okay, now Nehemiah, a Jew, was a personal servant of the Emperor Artaxerxes of Persia, who permitted Nehemiah to return to Jerusalem. Nehemiah served as a governor of Judah and took charge of having the walls of Jerusalem rebuilt. When all the people were settled, they gathered in Jerusalem to hear Ezra give a public reading of the law. The Levite priests, along with Ezra and Nehemiah, explained the law to the people. Then the people were told to celebrate, concluding with the Festival of Shelters, also known as the Feast of Tabernacles. And so God's guiding word for us today and all this week has been prayer. So let's begin as we read in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 18. By the seventh month, the people of Israel were all settled in their towns. On the first day of that month, they all assembled in Jerusalem in the square just inside the water gate. They asked Ezra, the priest and scholar of the law, which the Lord had given Israel through Moses, to get the book of the law. So Ezra brought it to the place where the people had gathered, men, women, and the children who were old enough to understand. There in the square by the gate, he read the law to them from dawn until noon, and they all listened attentively. Ezra was standing on a wooden platform that had been built for the occasion. The following men stood at his right: Mattathiah, Shema, and Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Messiah. And the following stood at his left: Pedaiah, Mishael, Malchijah, Hashem, Hashbadanah, Zechariah, and Meshullam. As Ezra stood there on the platform high above the people, they all kept their eyes fixed on him. As soon as he opened the book, they all stood up. Ezra said, "Praise the Lord, the great God." And all the people raised their arms in the air and answered, "Amen, amen." And they knelt in worship with their faces on the ground. Then they rose and stood in their places, and the following Levites explained the law to them: Jeshua, Benai, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbatai, Hodiah, Messiah, Kalita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hannah, and Peliah. They gave an oral translation of God's law and explained it so that the people could understand it. When the people heard what the law required, they were so moved that they began to cry. So Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra, the priest and scholar of the law, and the Levites who were explaining the law, told all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God, so you are not to mourn or cry. Now go home and have a feast. Share your food and wine with those who don't have enough. Today is holy to our Lord, so don't be sad. The joy that the Lord gives you will make you strong." The Levites went around calming the people and telling them not to be sad on such a holy day. So all the people went home and ate and drank joyfully and shared what they had with others because they understood what had been read to them. The next day, the heads of the clans, together with the priests and the Levites, went to Ezra to study the teachings of the law. They discovered that the law, which the Lord gave through Moses, ordered the people of Israel to live in temporary shelters during the Festival of Shelters. So they gave the following instructions and sent them all through Jerusalem and the other cities and towns saying, go out to the hills and get branches from pines, olives, myrtles, palms, and other trees to make shelters according to the instructions written in the law. So the people got branches and built shelters on the flat roofs of their houses, in their yards, in the temple courtyard, and in the public squares by the water gate and by the Ephraim gate. All the people who had come back from captivity built shelters and lived in them. This was the first time it had been done since the days of Joshua, son of Nun, and everybody was excited and happy. From the first day of the festival to the last, they read a part of God's law every day. They celebrated for 7 days, and on the eighth day, there was a closing ceremony as required by the law. Today's key verse is Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, where it says, today is holy to our Lord, so don't be sad. The joy that the Lord gives you will make you strong. You know, it's interesting that all these people had gone for decades without hearing the preaching of the Word of God. And so it was very important that Ezra, Nehemiah, and the priest explained the law to the people. Just didn't read it to them, but explained exactly what it meant so that they could understand what the scripture says. You know, today's reading concluded with a description of the Festival of Shelters, which commemorates the wilderness wandering following the Exodus from Egypt. The shelters are constructed from myrtle, olive, and palm branches as symbol of God's protection. And the people live in these shelters for 7 days to remember the wandering of their ancestors in the desert and God's care for them during that time. You know, it's interesting that there are churches today who still observe this. I know the Jews in many cities observe the Feast of Tabernacles, but there are many Christians also that have decided to observe this, not in an obedience to the observance of days and festivals and things like that, but to help the people understand that this was an object lesson to remember all that God had done in bringing Israel into the promised land. Let us pray. Lord God, as I read and study the Holy Scriptures, give me eyes and ears to understand your teachings. With joy, I feast today on your word. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. I hope to see you in church this coming Sunday, but if not, join me at the same time on Monday morning when we will be reading from Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 25, where the people of God confess their sins before God. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.